Today we are reading from 1 Canto, 11th chapter, verse text 4 and 5. Unfortunately, they couldn't fit, I think, both verses on the board. So while they put the second part, the number 5. So I'll read the Sanskrit, the first one, but we'll read this one on the board. And the title of the chapter is Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka. Whoever has a phone or something, maybe they can follow the first one, or otherwise we'll do the second one on the board. Translation. The citizen arrived before the Lord with their respective presentation, offering them to the fully satisfied and self-sufficient one, who, by his own potency, incessantly supply others. These presentations were like the offering of a lamp to the sun. Yet the citizen began to speak in ecstatic language to receive the Lord, just as he would welcome their guardian and father. We have a beautiful purport here by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Lord Krishna is described herein as Atmarama. He is self-sufficient and there is no need for him to seek happiness from anything beyond himself. He is self-sufficient because his very transcendental existence is total bliss. He is eternally existent, he is all-cognizant and all-blissful. Therefore, any presentation, however valuable may be, is not needed by him. But still, because he is a well-wisher for one and all, he accepts from everyone everything that offered to him in pure devotional service. It is not that he is in want for such things, because the things are themselves generated from his energy. The comparison made herein, that making offering to the Lord is something like offering a lamp in the worship of the sun god. Anything fiery and illuminating is but an emanation of the energy of the sun. And yet, to worship the sun god, it is necessary to offer him a lamp. In the worship of the sun, there is some sort of demand made by the worshipper. But in the case of devotional service of the Lord, there is no question of demand from either side. It is a sign of pure love and affection between the Lord and the devotee. The Supreme Lord, the Lord is the Supreme Father of all living beings. And therefore, those who are conscious of this vital relationship with God can make filial demand from the Father. And the Father is pleased to supply the demands of such obedient son without bargaining. The Lord is just like the desire tree, and from him everyone can have everything by the causeless mercy of the Lord. As the Supreme Father, the Lord, however, does not supply a pure devotee what is considered to be a barrier to the discharge of devotional service. Those who engage in devotional service of the Lord can rise to the position of unalloyed devotional service by his transcendental attraction. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamni Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nivishesha Sanyavadi Pasachari Satarini Jai Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jyadvita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Manchaka Pacharibhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So here we have come to this beautiful pastime of Lord Sri Krishna leaving Dwarka, Hastinapur, to arrive in Dwarka. Before I speak, I would like to take blessing, and I feel this month is a very special month, that the whole month the Lord is pulling us toward him. And feel my great fortune to be able to serve in a very small way. And serving Srimad Bhagavatam, serving the Vaishnava, and for my own purification, I can say something if it's according to Shastra, hopefully. And if it's, I make some mistake, the devotees are very merciful, so please help me. We can all I make some mistake somewhere, please, you can help me and chastise me or correct me. I'll be very happy to accept. I'll be very privileged at this time in my life. I mean, I usually used to come. Actually, I was reading one thing, Mahajyoti Swami. It's nothing connection with this class, but it's connecting a little bit to me. He make a point that wherever you travel, he tells devotee, I arrive this place. It's like a report, you know. I arrive this place, I'm doing this. This is my preaching. This is how many books I've been distributing. And I find this very refreshing that a devotee, maybe he doesn't have an immediate authority, but Prabhupada and Krishna is his immediate authority. I feel in that category myself. So I've been moving a little bit far away. Krishna has his plan for me. I'm not able to come. I was talking to our reading class yesterday that chanting with the devotees is one most precious time for me that I miss. But Krishna has directed me in a different direction. But now I'm serving Radha London Ishwara. I feel I should report myself because it's nice to do that. We devotees know what we're doing. I'm serving Radha London Ishwara twice a week. I feel very privileged. So I wanted to share this. And I feel Krishna, he moved you from one direction, he put in a direction, but he's still, he's so kind that he always drives away to engage you. And I feel privileged in that sense that Krishna is not taking me out somewhere else and completely, you know, out there, no service, no, association of devotees. So I wanted to share this. Okay, we come back to this purport again. Srila Prabhupada is such a wonderful purport. We have very limited time. But I think in this one, this Prabhupada is making the point in the translation as well. The Lord is fully, is full of himself. It's Atmaram. He has everything. The Lord doesn't need anything from us. But anything that the Lord requires from us is to be conscious of his creation, conscious that he's the one providing for us. He's the one who is, if there's no sun, there's no light, there's no night, there's no the four seasons. Then what do we do? Even our own breath, the next breath, we're depending on the Lord. Everything that we do, if we give credit to the Lord's creation, credit to his full manifestation, then we can slowly try to understand the Lord. When we come to this pastime, I would concentrate. There's two things that really attract my attention in this. How by worshipping, you know, there's a comparison of what can we give to the Lord? What can we give to the Lord? What is in our power to give to the Lord? But if we give something in, the Lord has given us everything. But offering, he doesn't make a great demand on us. He's only asking for a flower, water, leaves, and a fruit for us to give to him. But one thing is, it has to be with pure, with some devotion in the heart. Coming back to this pastime, you see that the Lord has traveled from Hastinapura, from Dwarka. He left his loved one. He left his family, he left, his so many wives, so many, his mother, father. Why did he travel to Hastinapur? What was the main reason? Anybody? Yeah, you need to come and help his devotees. And if we go back a little bit, I like to take a little bit, I'm not a very high philosophical person, but I take lesson from pastime. In this pastime, you can see that the Lord, he traveled all the way from Hastinapur, and he's been away for months now, for many, many months. Initially, he went there because of his, you know, Pandavas, his great devotee, was suffering. So he went there to try to become the peacemaker, you know, between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. When that failed, you know, that first of all, he tried to make peace, that didn't happen. The next thing, the battle of Kurukshetra was going to happen. So next thing, he did the humble position of helping his devotee Arjuna to become his charioteer. You know, one visit and one travel, Krishna has done, he gives so much mercy to so many different devotees, protection, serving, and so many things. And then when he was about, a few times he requests he wants to go back, then Maharaj Parikshit was suffering greatly from the war. So many people were killed because of him. So it was great agony. And the Lord, you know, stay over to pacify him, to give him counseling, you know. And the next thing, what it happened, was Granthatha Bhishma was in the battlefield. Knowing the heart of his pure devotee, the Lord makes sure he was there at his passing. Not finished, he come try to go again, another time. Next thing, when he sit in the chariot, Uttara is running to him. So now he become the protector of his devotee. While Ashwatthama sent a, you know, Brahmastra, and the Lord is, you know, he came personally to protect his devotee. So in this pastime as well, the Lord has achieved so many things. You know, he came as a peacemaker, he came as a counselor, he came as a, you know, servant of his devotee, as a protector, and to fulfill the desire of Granthatha Bhishma at the end of his life. In this context, we can see when the Lord traveled and Srila Prabhupada, his pure devotee, traveled, what happened when Prabhupada took that trip on the Jaladuta to come to the West? It changed so many lives. He's given us Krishna, he's given us Radha Damodar, he's given us temple around the world, just one travel. And this travel of the pure devotee and Krishna is to liberate the soul, is to give them, you know, another chance. And what we do when we travel, I was thinking about that actually. When we go to Vrindavan, we go, "Oh Prabhu, I've come to recharge my spiritual battery. I've come to do parikrama for my own purification." We don't really think that we're doing it for the world. We don't really change people's life. While we travel, of course, we have so many great Vaishnava in our line as well that travel and, you know, giving Krishna consciousness everywhere. But on a small level, when we travel, we try to, for our own purification. I was balancing this out about Krishna's journey from, you know, Dwarka to Hastinapur. How much he has done for his devotee, how much he helped his devotees. And when Prabhupada made that, you know, historic journey, how many people's lives he has changed to give Krishna consciousness. So we come to a point here in this purport as well, where Prabhupada talk about he make this comparison that what can we offer to the Lord, as what, you know, he makes a comparison of the sun. A sun worshipper will come and offer a small, little, dingy little lamp to the sun god. What is that compared to the all illuminating and fiery sun? But while the worshipper is worshipping the sun, but he has some demands, you know. If I worship you, I can get this. In this, there's a beautiful pastime of how, when the demigod, they give benediction, they don't think whether this will enhance a devotee's spiritual life or you will disturb that devotee's spiritual life, his devotee's spiritual life. So in the pastime of, if anybody know the pastime of Shama Teka Jewel, anybody heard about this pastime? I'm sure the older devotee will know. In this pastime, you see the devotee Satyajit is worshipping sun god. And what happened? He, with great devotion, he worshipped sun god, and sun god become fully satisfied, gave him this Shamataka jewel, which is really given. And every day he will give so much gold if he worship so much kilo of gold. And wherever that Shamataka jewel is, you won't have famine, you won't have illness. So he was very proud of this, what he got. One day he traveled to Dwarka, and he was traveling, he went there, and he was shining, effulgent, like the sun god. The people of Dwarka thought this was the sun god. So They went to Lord Krishna and tell him, oh, the sun god has come. Because they were used that different demigod used to come and give their darshan. They used to come and take darshan from Lord Krishna. So as Krishna is all cognizant, the super soul in everyone's heart, he understood that this was Satyajit who has come with this great, benediction from the sun god. So initially, Satyajit come and see Lord Krishna, and Krishna asked him, please, request him to give that jewel to the king, because the king's supposed to have all the good things. And so Satyajit was too attached, so he didn't give. But Akatit showed the pastime. Then his brother was running around in the forest. He was killed by lion, and the lion was killed by the bear. And then that's what happened. So when his brother didn't come, he had the audacity to criticize Krishna, that Krishna was the one who took that Shamataka jewel. So cut the story short again. Then finally, Krishna retrieved that Shamataka jewel, and he'll be back to Dwarka. So now Kitsatrajit was feeling very bad. So he went back. Krishna gave him back the Shamataka jewel with the whole story. So finally, when he went back, he understood he made an offense to the Lord. So then he came back, he bring his daughter Satyabhama and offered to Lord Krishna. So he gave that necklace back to Lord Krishna. But Krishna this time didn't accept, he gave it back. But you can see in this pastime that the blessing of the sun god became a curse for him. But later on, Shishirada Gokulananda Kijai, Staram Lakshmana Numan Kijai, Shishigonita Kijai. So later on, he was killed because of this, of the jewel. So the point I was making here, that the demigod, they're easily satisfied. They will give you a benediction, not thinking twice. Is that in how will enhance him to get closer to Krishna? Will that be disturbance? They don't think. Even in the pastime of Lord Shiva, when you have Bhomasura, was it Bhomasura have asked for 1,000 arms? Yeah, so he prayed to Lord Shiva, which is a silly place, so he gave him this benediction. He's going to have 1,000 arms. He was frustrated, he didn't know what to do. He was going and breaking mountains. So, the demigod worshippers, the benediction they get is temporary and is very troublesome. But when you come to the point where Prabhupada was talking about, as the Supreme Father of the Lord, the Lord, however, does not supply any to a pure devotee what is considered to be a barrier to the discharge of devotional service. And I was thinking about Srila Prabhupada's life when he was very successful. He was already a great devotee of the Lord, a pure devotee, just for demonstrating that he had a big business for the making medicine. At one point, everything collapsed, everything just collapsed. So that forced Srila Prabhupada to, Prabhupada knew this was the Lord's arrangement, that when the Lord favor you, he strip you naked, basically. So then from there, Prabhupada was able to, he took sannyas, he did so many things, he traveled. So, and he also was thinking of another pastime of, the Lord as Paramatma in our heart, he knows what we can handle, what is favorable for our devotional service, what is not favorable, what would enhance our devotional service, what will hamper our devotional service. In this context, we have this beautiful pastime of Sudama, Brahman. He was so poor, he could hardly afford a few grain to his family. But at the request of his wife, he went to Dwarka, and he met the Lord. Even there, he did not make any request. Again, at the Lord Paramatma in everyone's heart, he understood the dilemma of Sudama. Why did Krishna, give him all this opulence? Because Sudama was a great devotee. He understood All this was the mercy of the Lord, and he was not bound and become corrupt with this all this opulence of the Lord. So even though he got great opulence, but it was all in the service of the Lord. So like this, we can see in our own life, you know, we have so many great devotees who are very rich. What they do with their riches? They engage it in Krishna's service. Like you can take one Ambarish Prabhu. What is he doing? He's doing such a great service, fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's dream, erecting such a beautiful temple of Vedic planetarium. So like this, and we can see, we can go into our own life and see, I cannot speak for you, but I can speak for myself, what is the favor that Krishna is giving us? What is it that he's taking away? I know myself what he took away from me. He took away so many things, but I'm very grateful as well that he took the pride, he took, because I was proud being a, you know, whatever, but he smashed me to pieces, which I'm very happy, and put me down where I belong, which I'm very happy. And for my own good, to make me understand that pride, all this anatta in our heart, will not give us Krishna. And even when you lie with folded hand, with deep prayers, great gratitude, my Lord, I'm yours. I have nothing else in this world. I need your devotional service. Please engage me kindly in your devotional service. Like this, the Lord will shower unlimited blessing on his devotees. Blessing doesn't mean it's going to make you comfortable, it's going to make you happy, it's going to... Just, you know, look at the life of the Pandavas. They are eternal associates of the Lord. But still, through them, Krishna is teaching us so many difficulties they have to go through. But still, they wouldn't say, Krishna, you're my cousin, you're my friend, you're my well-wisher. Why did you do that to me? But they know, they took it as the Lord's mercy. So in our life, whatever difficulties, whatever struggle, if we can remove the curtain of, you know, I and my, and understand this is all Krishna's transcendental mercy on us, we can make some little bit advancement, and we can serve the Lord in eternity. This is the month of Damodar. This is why did Krishna take all this different incarnation? Why does he come as the Lord Damodar for the whole month to completely absorb us in his pastime? Completely try to, absorb our mind in his beautiful pastime. Of course, for us, we have to fight daily on a daily basis, on a minute, hour basis to remember the Lord. But the pure devotee of Dwarka, the pure devotee of Hastinapur, the eternally liberated devotees, eternal associate of the Lord, they are on the spontaneous devotional service. For we, Prabhupada said, we have to follow the regulative principle of devotional service, sadhana bhakti, by regularly reading, hearing, chanting, shravanam, kirtanam. This is the only thing that will cleanse our heart. And I also feel how blessed are we. You know me, I speak from the heart. And how blessed we are to be sitting in United Kingdom, UK, in Bhaktivedanta Manor, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the month of Kartik, in the association of wonderful devotees. I consider myself very blessed to be able to do continuing service for the Lord. And we should also feel privileged. Also, we feel very privileged to be with Srila Prabhupada and serve his mission. I always go to basic, because without basic, without that strong foundation, you cannot make a spiritual advancement. And I find myself when I end up a bit further than from here, I like to take my own example. And I find myself, I was like, Krishna, why did you put me here? What is the reason that you put me here? Try to find out the reason why Krishna has, you know, put me in a place where I'm really far from the... I'm not really far, actually. I'm near Ujjwala Bhakti, She's an amazing devotee. I go and see her regularly. I go and see Kishore Prabhu. I just crossed the field. I'm at Kishore Prabhu's house. So I'm counting my blessing in that move. Okay, Krishna has taken me somewhere else, but he also gave me something else, which is maybe a little bit more conducive right now for my spiritual life. And he put me in a place where I can go to Soho Street so fast, and I can serve in Soho Street. I'm able to do some service. They're accepting me in the family. And I felt this is very important for me. Sometimes you feel like you're roaming around. You don't know the sense of belonging. Where do you belong? But the Lord in your heart, he understands that. He knows what is good for you. When something is not working, okay, plan A is not working, okay, go plan B. And the Lord will direct you in that direction as the Lord in the heart. So I know I have to stop at 8:30. I'm going to say, we're all very privileged to be, we give all the credit to His Divine Grace. Without His Divine Grace, we would not have Radha Damodar, we would not have Srimad Bhagavatam, and we would not have, you know, the Lordship. As the Lord traveled from Dwarka to Hastinapur, He achieved so many things. He helped the devotees one after another. The same when Vishala Prabhupada traveled, He gave us the same. I'm going to repeat myself again, because if we remember this, we will be able to make some, you know, become grateful. In spiritual life, gratitude is a very, very important ingredient, gratitude. If you're grateful for our existence, grateful that we wake up this morning, you know, and how I can continue my devotional service. Grateful that I can chant my rounds. There's no impediment that will stop me from chanting. I just want to share something with you. I was saying earlier that chanting with the devotees is something I really miss. But when you are in a Krishna put you in a situation, you have to dig very deep and find your resources. And really dig deep, find your resources. And I find out, you know, not very quick, that in Soho Street they do Mangalati online. They have everything online. They even chant with Prabhupada online. So I find my blessing. My blessing was to, every morning I wake up early, I do that. I follow Mangalati. I chant with the devotees. I do my puja at home. Even though I'm not here physically, but you have to make some effort for Krishna to bless you. And I feel if you make those little efforts in your, you know, in your journey, Krishna will see that. I'm talking about every one of us. I'm sure you're all making sacrifices. You're making the right choices every day. You're making, you know, make sure your day is full of Krishna, is full of, you know, favorable Krishna consciousness. So like this, the Lord become very pleased. And why not? Like He said here, the Father will, He will give everything to His children. We're all living children. I have so many things I prepare here, but it's always when I sit here, somehow or other, I have to talk from here. I have so many verses I have prepared. I was telling to Kishore Prabhu and Shikama Prabhu, I always prepare so much for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. When I come sit here, I cannot even my own book. I have to speak from realization. And I feel, you see, Nadine, of course, reading verses, reading, you know, is very auspicious. But I feel for me that when I sit here, I always try to speak with, like Krishna is demonstrating, like He gave us so many promises. If you do this, I promise I'll look after you. If you do that, I'll be there for you at the time of death. I'll be, you know, if you remember me, you'll come to me. But in this past time, when he left Dwarka to go to Hastinapur, he's demonstrating himself, you know. He's just, you know, you just look, okay, what Krishna is saying is true. He's, you know, he's expertly showing us how, you know, to, you know, he's helping his devotee all the time. So like this, he gave us hope that the Lord will also be there for us. We have to be there for Him first. We have to make sure that we constantly, you know, remember him, constantly chant. Even, you know, this trouble, the man is troubled with so many things. But if the mood of prayers, like if you go back, you know, after Lord Krishna protected Uttara, you have Queen Kunti who gives this wonderful prayers, glorifying the Lord. And you will see a little bit after this, how the inhabitants of Dwarka was preparing for the Lord. The road was decorated with jewels, everything, plantains. That's how we should receive the Lord, with gift, you know. I remember one thing that's always stuck in my head, when Swarup Damodara Goswami used to come, and he used to come and always put a coin in the hundi, you know. Every day, you know, I used to attract him. I said, why does he do that? But later on I understand, when you come and see the Lord, either you give yourself Atma Nivedan, either you give something in the hundi, you bring a flower to Krishna, whatever it is, you offer some prayers to Krishna. Krishna is very, very merciful. He will accept whatever. That always took my mind. You always put the coin in the hundi of Krishna, that he's offering something. That's what he says here. When the citizens of Dwarka come to greet the Lord, they all have something to offer the Lord. And I find this... We should be also like this, you know, when festival comes, you know, should have beautiful. I remember we were very poor in those days in Mauritius. We didn't have much when we first joined. When we have joined Mastami, any festival, we used to have mango leaves. We used to tie one by one, and that's how we used to decorate the temple. And we used to have one marigold in between. And, you know, it was simple, but it was full of devotion, you know. I go to Soho Street now, they are very magnificent temple room. They decorate the temple room so beautifully. This is how we should receive the Lord as well. So gifts, representation, decorating. And I was very lucky, I was living in Vrindavan for so many years. It's amazing the decoration they do in Vrindavan on festival. It's just incredible. Just remind me when I'm reading this pastime, remember what we used to do and what I used to see. And, you know, make me understand that the arriving of the Lord is very auspicious. And we have to try everything, anything we have in our possession, in what we have, to offer to the Lord and to make sure that the Lord has a nice greetings. On this note, I will thank you very much. It's 8:30, a little past. If anybody have some corrections, some comments, please feel free. And I hope I did justice to this to this verse. And if I make any mistake, please forgive me. And I wish all of you a wonderful Kartik. Whatever vrat you have made, may Lord Damodar give you strength to fulfill your vrat. I know this month many devotees make me little thing, extra chanting, extra reading, you know, don't give sweet, don't eat sweet, don't take grains. There's many, many, it's an individual thing that devotees do. And we'll just be absorbed completely in your service and pray, offer prayers to the Lord, like in this Damodar Ashtakam. You have so many beautiful prayers. You can come and read to the Lord, Damodar. You can read the prayers of Queen Kunti to the Lord. There's so many Gajendra, Moksh. You know, you can pray to the Lord. You know, if we don't feel we have the ability to offer prayers, we have all these beautiful prayers that we can offer to the Lord. So thank you very much. It's nearly 25:00. I don't want to, you know, does anybody want to say something? Please feel free. And